Assalamu alaikum, guys. How are you doing? I just met Kemp. How are you doing?
Good, alhamdulillah.
We see this happening so much now. When the purpose of life is on the minds of the person and they're searching, they find it in this way of life. You found it. And now, this was how long ago? 3 months ago?
3 months ago.
Yeah, you're a former Christian?
Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness. Tell us what attracted you about Islam that had you accepted.
So, what attracted me about Islam was basically, I started to research upon the three holy books, the Torah, the Gospels, and the Quran. So, in the conclusion, I started to research that in every language there's rules, a set of rules on how to build a sentence, a paragraph, and when you translate a book like the Gospels from Hebrew to Spanish to English, what is supposed to be the Word of God changes from one language to another because the rules are different. So I considered that the Bible, the Gospels, the Torahs, it was tempered because it was also brought up in an era where politics were being born. So it could have been manipulated by men for the people to do as the Roman Empire wanted at that time. And after reading upon the Quran also, I came to the conclusion that since the Quran has been in the exact original context for 1,440 something years, it was, for me, I considered that the Word of God, because the Word of God is perfect, it shall not be changed, never. And I felt that Islam for me was the truth, and I felt like I was in peace the moment I stepped in a masjid, and I felt that that was where I belonged. And yeah, I converted.
Yeah, many people don't know that when we say Torah, as Muslims, we believe in the original, what was given to Moses. But you don't have that today.
Yeah.
Injil, what was given to Jesus, peace be upon him, in its original. But we don't have that today. But the Quran, tamper-free, tamper-proof, you could put it to the test as it was revealed. And it's guaranteed that it hasn't been tampered with, corrupted. God Almighty tells us in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not consider the Quran? Had it been from other than the Creator, Allah, you would find in it many discrepancies, contradictions. But you put it to the test and you didn't find that.
Yeah.
You found it to be authentic. And
authentic.
Now, how long were you, originally, your parents were Jehovah's Witness? Or how,
so,
were you a practicing Jehovah's Witness?
Yeah, so
Are Jehovah's Witness the ones that they ride on the bikes?
They go to your house on a Saturday. They
were
knock
you, were
on
you
the
on
door.
The bikes going to door? The
so
door?
I was not very religious. I was born in a really Orthodox family, and I hated being a Jehovah's Witness. I hated religion. I hated all
why,
those terms.
But why did you hate it? If you were why?
Because it was the way that they put everything in my life. If I did a decision, they would made it seem like I was going to hell for making that decision. If I talk to a Christian, to a Jewish, to a Muslim, they'll tell me that I would go to hell. And for me,
if, what do you mean if you just talk? I don't
like had a normal dialogue,
yeah?
Because they know that I could easily convert to another religion, so they want to prevent.
So it was really restricted to.
It's restricted
in communication with other people of other faiths having a.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after all of this, I grew up kind of rebel towards religion, and I never felt like I belonged until I did the Shahada 3 months ago. And results of all of this became that my family decided to basically expel me from my family, from the religion. And it wasn't until 3 weeks ago that I am now living with a host family, Palestinian host family, and because of what they believe in, it's crazy to have a son that is a Muslim, but it's a so-called terrorist, and that's how some of them view Muslims. Like, that's how social media puts it out. So for them, it wasn't good. They said that I was changing, that I was. They said a lot of bad things, and they told me, well, you have this certain time to leave the house.
Your parents. Yeah.
And I left.
Tell us, for those people, may God Almighty, Allah, reunite you with your parents. God willing, maybe they see this or others and they realize what Islam is all about, that it's truly a way of life from the Creator, helping every individual who wants to be a better human being, giving you the game plan how to do that, to be kind and merciful to your parents, to your neighbors, to be the best morally upright, righteous person you can be. We're all going to fall short and make mistakes, but Islam gives you that blueprint. What advice do you have for people out there who now, they're also seeking purpose, but there's all this stigma attached to Islam? Oh, terrorism, oppression of women, all this other nonsense. You got through that. What advice do you have for other people stuck in that rut?
Just like the angel told the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Iqra, read. Read, learn. Every Muslim is supposed to have knowledge. Every person in general, non-Muslim Muslims. So I recommend to read. Don't believe what CNN, Fox News, Twitter, Instagram puts out about Muslim. I thought the same. I was ignorant. I thought that they were bad people. I felt scared at first. Then meeting these Muslims, meeting, going to IFN, that's my masjid, seeing how they were, how they treated me, how they treated other, how they put everyone else first and they're the last one. That was something meaningful to me because I started to see for the first time what was unity for the first time. So read, do your research, and Iqra, read. That's my best advice.
That is some great advice. Pick up the Quran, read it, put it to the test, make the human connection, talk to a Muslim, one who is really living this way of life, and visit us here at the Dean Show, or even here, we're at the Gain Peace booth, here at Mass Iqna. We'll bring you more. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for sharing that.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.
And you're pretty young. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old, man. More people would also really reflect and think, how do we get here? Why are we here? And where are we going? This young man was contemplating, thinking, and he found it in this deen. Submission to the will of the Creator, not the creation of Islam. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.